Whether you grow corn or cotton, get up close and personal with your crops. Scouting helps you identify problems before they get out of control on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
Have you lost an entire crop to a pest? Too often, we don't know there was a problem until harvest, when it's too late. Routinely scouting your fields for pest pressure allows you to assess the health of the crop without examining every single plant. Start by researching the pests you're likely to encounter and learn what to look for. It may be from experiences with last year's crop or what's being found in other fields in your area. Darren Mueller is an extension plant pathologist at Iowa State University. He says scouting can be high-tech with aerial imagery or low-tech using a pen and paper to note what you see. Choose a path through the field that allows you to collect a random yet representative sample of what's out there.
You can go from corner to corner if you have a vehicle on both sides, if you're tag-teaming. We always say the Z or W or diamond pattern, something that you'll end up back at your car. But I would say with Google Earth and, you know, being able to take aerial images and looking at those, it's a combination of random and targeted scouting. You want to hit the spots that look funny.
Go to areas that appear stunted or have color variations, and you'll need to examine more than just the leaves.
We always recommend just don't look at the easy parts of the plant. So sometimes it's good to have a shovel, and if the plant looks stunted or looks, you know, a little off, the problem might be underground. So you have to dig up some plants and look at the roots and try to see if there's issues there.
Developing a scouting routine allows you to determine whether or not pest pressure is increasing and if or when you need to take action. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on crop scouting at agriculture.com.